I did it.
I laughed really hard when you were doing the countdown, and then I thought you were going to do it again.
I did it.
I see.
We're recording.
That's fine.
This is
It
this
starts
is
when I say it starts.
It started right now. Aunt Martha.
Aunt Martha does dreadful, dreadful things.
Let me pinch your cheeks.
Oh, Jesus. Callback. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Skells.
Woo!
Ooh, wait. Oh, my. Episode number 52.
You know the number?
I do. Jesus. I know. I'm
proud.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up before we started. what's fun to note here is when we hit episode 52 last time, we rebooted with a brand new number one in honor of DC's new 52 launch. I thought it'd be funny to do it again, and then I thought better of it. Because we have another stupid thing going on in comics right now, which is Marvel Legacy, where everything gets renumbered back to its original numbering in a very convoluted way. Therefore, welcome everybody to Capes and Scales, episode number 104.
That's less impressive.
Sorry, it happened. We're renumbered again.
All right.
I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
Cliff.
And with us...
I think I'm in the wrong room. This is Capes and Scales, you said?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'll sit here anyway. I'm Max.
Aw. Max, I love it when you're here.
Good. I concur.
Really, I don't know why anybody else comes on. It's just all about Max.
Yeah.
More Max.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you're all fine liars. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm not lying.
So how's everybody doing? It's been a while since we've done one of these proper. So.
I can't remember the last time we were... podcasting. It's been a while.
I thought she was going to say, I can't remember the last time we were proper.
That's what I was going with. I don't know when the last time we were proper was. It's never been our thing.
Yeah.
It's been all Capes and Scowls West.
I can't stop them. They just make so much content.
Hey,
what's their problem? You got to make them stop.
I'm not going to make them stop.
No.
Okay.
Do you enjoy it, Max?
Yeah, it's good. Absolutely. The crawfish did a nice job.
All right. I mean, that's the general feedback I've heard, you know. I haven't heard a million things, but, you know, most people like it. And, you know, you got an original, you got Leander there, so.
I thought you were going to say for a second, I haven't heard it.
I haven't listened. I don't listen to it. It's not, you know, me, so I don't care.
Right. Right. That's what I thought. You were always like,
if I want to hear Leander, I can call him.
No one knows you secretly. He didn't
and
move
I
out there.
Don't.
You
so,
out there.
Oh,
right.
We just don't want to hear Leander at all, right?
We were at New York. We're going to talk about New York Comic Con, but my favorite thing, as this ties into Leander, I was taking a picture of a woman dressed as Jubilee, and while taking a picture of a woman dressed as Jubilee, another woman appeared next to her dressed as Jubilee, and I got double.
Jubileception?
Jubileception. Wow. It was quite awesome. And the minute I took the picture, I sent it to Leander.
Nice.
As I do at every con, I look for a Jubilee and I take her picture.
How many Dazzlers did you get?
There was no Dazzlers.
I don't remember seeing any Dazzler.
Whoa.
No Dazzlers.
I think the most common was Harley.
Of course.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Less Deadpools than I thought.
What version? Was there a particular version?
The movie.
The Margot Robbie version.
Mm. Daddy's Little Monster shirt.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. A lot of times it's a really scary cosplay.
Yeah.
It's a little,
sometimes,
you know.
They look like monsters. I'm just
right.
Saying.
Little muffin toppy with, you know.
Harley Quinn XL?
There. One, I did see one bit of lady bits.
What?
On a Harley, yeah.
What? With moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Yeah, it was.
That's beyond camel toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like an Alaskan moose, like a big one.
Wow.
Some northern exposure.
Yeah.
Boy.
Wouldn't that be southern exposure?
I only do Canadian jokes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm about.
What do you think was the most common male costume?
Wolverine?
Wait. Maybe Wolverine?
I know this one. I don't know. Like you said, not too many Deadpools.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
There were a lot of Spider Women.
Oh, Spider-Man is probably the number one.
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
But a lot of variety
male costume.
Between so many characters.
What about any Miles?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
I
nice.
Saw some Miles.
There was a little bit of every Spider-Man. I saw one kid with like the original, like the startup Spider-Man suit with just like the hoodie and the blue sweatpants.
Right.
and then like some really awesome like suits.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, I think every spider, maybe except for Spider-Ham, was represented.
Yeah.
What about when he has to wear the Fantastic Four suit with a bag on his head?
Oh, man, that would have been great. I don't recall seeing that.
I didn't see that.
Man.
I didn't
I'll
see
do
any...
that for you for Halloween next
That's
year.
A good one.
I didn't see any Bob costume. Ross, and that surprised me.
Oh, the Bob Ross guy was great.
Oh, you saw one? I didn't.
Aww. I thought we did. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking of the picture you showed me.
Maybe you both weren't there at the same time.
Oh my god, maybe it was really Bob Ross. The ghost of Bob Ross.
I was disappointed I didn't see any like celebrities just randomly wandering around.
Really?
We yeah. saw...
I got my picture taken with Ron Simmons.
On. Interesting.
Also known as Farouk.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I saw Diamond Dallas Page, Lita, so and I'm... Tommy Dreamer.
The guy from Run DMC.
Daryl McDaniels.
Daryl McDaniels, that's
Can I go off topic for a moment?
Absolutely. Of course.
Did you guys, I'm sure you, like at least Tim, you're a wrestling guy too, right?
Sort of.
Did you know that Diamond Dallas Page does like Bale yoga?
Yeah.
I did not know this, and I found out
You
want to
do
like,
it with me?
He's found, like, he's apparently saved a bunch of people.
Yeah,
like,
no, like, everybody looks amazing. Yeah,
he's the reason why Jake Roberts is still alive.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I found out all this and it blew my mind. I was like,
did
that's
you watch
fantastic.
It's on Netflix, the documentary about it?
No, I was just told about it.
Watch it. It's on Netflix. I forget exactly the title. But
also on an episode of Shark Tank.
Huh.
You know, cool. DDP, because DDP, when he got hurt initially, they're like, you'll never wrestle again. He was already, like, in his 40s at that point.
Right.
He got into it way late. And he did yoga. He, like, took bits of yoga and made his own thing, and that's why he was able to get back in the
ring. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And he looks great for his age.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize he started wrestling until he was in his, like, late 30s, early 40s.
Late 30s is when he started.
Yeah,
he didn't
crazy.
Get his break until he was, like, 40.
That's insane.
Yeah. No, he was really good.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I like it.
But if you want to do some DDP yoga, you let me know.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll do it.
That sounds good. No hot yoga, though. Woof. Have you heard about this? You know
She's
about this?
Done hot yoga.
Hot yoga?
I have.
Whew. Are you, and you're still alive? I'm convinced I would just straight up die.
Or turn into a puddle of goo.
I don't know what hot yoga is.
If I lived through that, that'd be
You're
awesome.
Literally doing yoga in like a very humid, very hot room.
It's like it's over 100 degrees in the room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 105, 110 degrees, very humid. It's supposed to help like limber you up and like cleanse you.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But you like turn into a puddle of goo while you're doing it.
I usually start as a puddle of goo before I even do anything. So I don't know. I'm just not cut out for the hot yoga.
That video game World of Goo. It's just him exercising.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get that on the YouTube.
Hey, if we get enough emails, we will record you and I doing the DDP yoga.
Oh, God, please.
And we will get, like, 80s aerobics gear.
Oh, my God.
If we get enough media hits, I'll do it.
What's the number? I'm in. I'll do it. I don't care.
I'd say 24.
Two dozen?
Wow. 24 people.
I was going to go higher than that.
Yeah?
Like, you know... Put it like a reach. I was going to go like 50.
Well, I mean, it's just a good thing that I should be doing more as exercising anyway, so.
Yeah, and it's not really a reward for these people.
No, it is.
That's like a punishment. Like, they should write in, like, I'm going to watch these two fat guys do yoga?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. So half a dozen people.
Some people are into
that,
though.
Two dozen people.
Oh, 2 dozen people.
half a dozen.
Half a dozen people will buy the gear.
We'll start. We'll do it in steps.
Yeah.
We'll work over many episodes. We still haven't reached the two guys in 80s aerobics gear goal yet.
Just plug it every time until it happens.
Yeah.
Are we going to get, like, I don't know, singlets and, like, headbands?
No, you need, like, the neon, like, yellow and blue.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, everything. Like, the leg warmers, the headbands and wristbands.
Yep.
All right.
Get the shirt that's, like, a like look, oh, like the crop top and then the onesie.
Oh, man.
I'll look like a Hurricane and Typhoon.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's funny you say that, because, like, I listen to Joe Rogan podcast a lot, and
are you plugging another podcast?
He's plugging a very popular podcast.
Not like they need it, but
you're welcome.
He's
Joe
in
Rogan.
with his other friends, like Bert Kreischer, Ari Shaffir, Tom Segura. They're all doing Sober October. They had made this bet with each other that they like stay sober and do 15 hot yoga classes.
Oh my god, that sounds awful.
So yeah, that became
I mean,
a thing.
The sober part sounds terrible.
It's supposed to be the month
he's
of
all
like,
it was
horror,
easy.
So.
Yeah, no, that's That's taking it to a new level.
Yep.
I stick to, like, you know, fake bats and skulls in my lawn and things like that.
Right. No, I agree.
Well, that was fun. I like these little intros. They're Leander was always a big fan, and Lou as well, of just, like, you know, just tell everybody how you're doing. We're interesting people, damn it.
Absolutely.
I enjoy listening to people talk about things that interest them.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Cliff.
shut up, Cliff. So.
Not like that.
Shut up, Olivia. Ah. Taking it back, this podcast.
Stop pulling on the wire for
my
headset.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
We can't have nice things.
You have your own wire. Play with that.
Tim doesn't get a wire. Sorry, Tim.
I'm wireless. And, of course, you can find us at CapesandScalesPodcast.com. We're on all those apps. We're on the YouTubes. Maybe we'll put something cool on there soon. I know I haven't updated it in forever, but who cares? And I am at @mad_dog_Tim on the old Twitters. That's where you can find the most out about the podcast. The podcast has one as well, but, you know, just talk to me. That's fine.
Hmm.
You guys want to plug your Twitters?
I'm at @HyperHippo. I tweet about things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm at Swahili Love, I think.
That's right.
Okay.
Good work. Max, what's your Superliminal stuff?
I believe our Twitter is Superliminal FLM, because if I remember the
fascist.
Old... The 15 fascist 15-character limits kind of screwed us there. On our very progressive 17-character name.
I miss the poor man's process.
We'll talk offline.
I'm sad.
I know. So I can actually plug something related to this.
All right, then.
As of this recording, the first episode of a new Superliminal Films podcast went up. It's called Did You See? And it's about Dan and I going back and forth asking if we saw different things in pop culture.
Nice.
It's pretty fun.
Mm.
Well, I will be checking that out.
Yeah, it's short, little short form thing, like 15, 20 minutes, just to keep you up to date on some nerdery.
Nerdery, eh?
Yep.
Delicious, delicious nerdery.
It tastes good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Little hazelnut on that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the news. You guys ready for news?
What about the olds?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the olds. All right.
All right.
Night of the Living Dead was from 1968.
That's what it was.
And if you want to know more about that, we did a Film Fakers commentary on
That's
it.
That's what you did.
And it may or may not be up before this.
It will be up in 2 days. No. Yes. 3 days, 4 days, 7 days. It won't be up. No, it'll be up.
It'll be up before this.
It'll exist in some form somewhere.
Go to them YouTubes.
Just send us an email saying you want to see it, and we'll send it to you, the raw copy. And while you're there, tell us that you want to see us doing 80s aerobic DDP yoga.
That's right.
Or something. And DDP will tell us to never do it again.
Or he'll show up and encourage it.
Yeah, I think he'd be supportive about it. I think if we do it, we have to send it to him, though.
Oh, we will. Yeah. He'll definitely respond. He's very active on Twitter.
Nice.
As far as the yoga, like, people ask him questions, and he does his best to
answer. At the beginning of the video, we can do the diamond cutter, little hand motion.
Yeah, no, somebody's going to eat the diamond cutter.
Nice.
It's me. So, news. Max, are you familiar with Strangers in Paradise?
I am.
Do you know that it is, like, Al's favorite book ever?
That's why I'm familiar with it.
All right, then. I figured that might be your answer. Well... Terry Moore, who's a very nice man, is the writer and artist for Strangers in Paradise, and it is Al's, from the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. It is his favorite book of all time, maybe? Letter 44 is right there.
Cerberus up there.
And Cerberus is the other one, yes. Yeah. But Strangers in Paradise is not only going to get an all-new... It's going to get an all-new number one.
Whoa.
What?
Renumbering.
They're doing that?
What, did Marvel take it over?
Thing?
No. That'd be issue 200 and... I don't know. But it will be on his Abstract Comics line. And Strangers in Paradise... It's going to be called Strangers in Paradise XX5 Number 1.
Whoa.
25th anniversary of when it originally was made. The plot is loosely someone from Kachu, that is the character's name, her past threatens to write a tell-all on her time when she was with her nemesis, Darcy Parker. I know that doesn't mean to anybody who hasn't read the book, but if you read at least volume one, that'll make some semblance of sense.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's also announced that it's going to be a movie. Did you hear this?
Ooh. No. This is news to me. This is not old.
Yeah, no. This is news. So it will be a movie, and it's being developed by, I don't know if you know this person, I don't, Angela Robinson. And she was the director, screenwriter on Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, which sounds like a very indie-ish kind of movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard of that at all?
Nope. It sounds fun, though.
No, me either. But yeah, Strangers in Paradise in the news. That's kind of interesting.
I like it.
I know Al, I had heard that it was a movie. I heard from Al, which is weird because Al is a technophobe.
Yeah, that is odd. Carrier Pigeon brought that in?
I was like, were you like on the eBays all day? And he's like, I had to get the Strangers in Paradise issues I was missing. They announced it's going to be a movie and they're going to be stupid expensive.
That's how I feel about Invincible.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to do Invincible, get on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I really need to.
I think it's a very slice of life kind of story, except like the first volume has some weird mob kind of thing that happens, and then after that it's kind of freed up to just be a very slice of life story. Like I
said, don't look at me, look at the microphone. You sound much better when you look at the microphone.
Do
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you do.
Wow, like, you do.
There's one podcast I listen to that I'll now plug a podcast. It's called 80s All Over. It is two film critics, Drew McWeeny and Scott Weinberg, go through every major release of the 1980s film, mm-hmm. and they review each movie.
That's awesome.
So the only gripe I have about this podcast is Drew McWeeny will talk, and when he reads his notes, he'll talk like this, and then he'll come back and talk like this, and then he'll talk like this, and then he'll talk like this, and then he'll talk like this. And it's like, it drives me nuts. Don't be Drew McWeeny.
Oh, the pressure. Did you just call me a weenie?
A McWeeny.
Yes, McWeeny.
Oh. Is that better?
Or no,
is that
worse? Drew McWeeny's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aw, you're the best. So, Marvel is teasing in Thor number 701. Have you guys read 700 yet?
I just read 700.
Okay, that's good. I was hoping you would have. They're teasing that many Thors are needed to defeat the Mangog, who has arrived in Asgard?
Yes.
Okay.
That was like the last panel of the issue, which was like jumbo-sized.
Right, that's what I had heard. So, It shows that there's a new art that shows Odin's son in a new costume with a different hammer and all these.
Yeah, issue 700 was a little strange. It had like, I want to say like a dozen different artists mm-hmm. on it, which was weird. So like it really cut through everyone, and it felt like multiple stories going on at the same time. So, like, Odin's son was somewhere taking care of something. Malekith was somewhere else doing something nefarious. Current Thor was on Earth fighting someone. It just, like, seemed sort of, like, all over the place.
So it was one of those giant-sized issues where they just had everybody who'd ever been anybody on Thor writing a part of it?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, not... It was just the one writer.
Oh.
It was just like,
Jason Aaron?
Just 12 different artists.
So weird.
I think they'll do a fusion dance and become one mega Thor.
What? I hope so.
Is it like earrings or the actual dance? Are we going Patara or?
No, I think the actual dance is in order. Seems more, you know, ritualistic.
Okay.
I love that Sheamus and Cesaro do the fusion thing when they come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that. I know you're not a wrestling guy.
No.
They do the little finger.
Oh, nice. Thing. That's funny.
And, then there's a picture online where they look like Elmer Fudd and Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah. Standing next to each other with like two guns, and it looks...
Wasn't that from Space Jam?
Yeah.
Or it was either Space Jam or the Looney Tunes movie.
One of those.
Looney Tunes, back in action.
Ba-dum-bum. It happened.
But they're really playing
Don't
up...
Don't tell Joe Dante.
They're really playing up Jane Foster, like, dying.
Hmm. I mean, that has to play out in some way, doesn't it? Do you want her to die? Let me ask you that.
I have no issues with Odin's son being called Thor again, because it gets weird that he doesn't have an actual name. Like, without the hammer, he's not Thor, he's Odin's son. It's like, he never had, like, a real name. Because, like, Bor wasn't whatever his dad's, you know, it didn't follow that, so he doesn't have a real name, so, like, having him have the hammer back and be called Thor is nice. But the only way they can do that is if they kill Jane Foster off.
All over a name? Seems silly.
It's a name and a really impressive title.
Well, let's say they both could be Thor at the same time through some convoluted storytelling means. Do we want 7,000 Thors? Do we want to? I mean, because we have the Frog Thor, right? And we got
he was in it.
The see, and then Beta Ray Bill is awesome. But like beyond that, do we need all these hammer people?
Couldn't you
but
have like
only one hammer? Isn't there?
Frog Thor has his own hammer.
As does Beta Ray Bill.
Mm.
So, but my thing is like, there's with this, they're setting up like so much more going on. Why can't like male Thor take care of like the bigger things? Because he comes across as a more powerful character. Like he doesn't have the hammer, but he still comes across as a more powerful character than Jane Foster Thor with the hammer. It's like, why can't she take care of the stuff that's on Earth and he take care of like the things going on Asgard or like around there? I'm not sure where Beta Ray Bill is hanging out at right now or where
wherever the hell he wants
or where Frog Thor spends his afternoons
on a lily pad.
Okay. So he's holding down the pond.
Oh yeah.
He lifts his hammer up and the pond just floats away. Like, shit. I wasn't supposed to do that.
But do we need this? Do we need all these Thors? Do we... It's Max, kinda... what do you think?
Yes.
Yes, we need all the Thors?
We need a lot of Thors.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I feel like it might come in handy.
Just to have so many Thors.
Right, like if I'm having a problem, I can just get a... like Green Lantern Corps. It's just like, I need a Thor. Thor Corps.
A Thor Corps. Oh my god.
There we go. Yeah.
Thor Corps.
Right, because like, what if like some really, like, real big baddie shows up?
Yeah.
Why not have multiple Thors fighting it?
Thor Corps. There's no more Nova Corps. There's just, you know, Richard Rider, so Thor Corps.
That's all convoluted as well. all right, well, Marvel's weird right now, but, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll sort through this legacy stuff as we go forward.
They've been trying to sort themselves. Since they've really taken a big focus on their film stuff, I feel like the comic books have really been struggling to keep up, right, in my opinion.
And the fact that DC's been so good as of late doesn't help.
Right. They're winning in the comic book world, but getting utterly, like, obliterated in the film world, where Marvel's focused on the films and their comic books are really lacking.
I'm sure the films are more lucrative.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Unfortunately.
I mean, Disney's given them like an open checkbook for Infinity Wars. Yeah. I think when it was split into two movies, I think the like rumor going was that Disney would give them like $1 billion budget for the two films.
Yeah, because they'll get that back.
Well, right. But I mean, like you have to assume the budget on this movie's got to be bananas just because of every actor being in it.
Right.
Like, I know, like, a lot of them are taking less money because it's a huge film, but you still have 25 leading actors and actresses. Like, even if they're only getting $5 million a film, $10 million a film, that's $250 million. That's more than most movies' budgets for the whole thing.
We should start an Onion, like, article kind of thing where Disney is paying to put a second level in movie theaters so there's twice as many seats for the new Avengers movie. Like, the only thing holding us back is the amount of seats in a theater.
I mean, that could be true for, like, opening weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
Or they're just making every theater an IMAX theater, so it has the jumbo-sized screen and the really, really awesome sound.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
And every ticket is now just $20, and it doesn't matter.
We're almost there.
Right. I know.
Or, like, they can make opening weekend start Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the weekend box office.
It's so weird. I don't like that.
It's scary.
I do like how a lot of theaters now don't just do the midnight releases on like Thursdays. I am so happy getting to like a 7:30 showing on
a
Thursday.
Stop being an old man.
Don't lie. It's great.
Yes, it is. But, well, man, I got nothing.
You can't stop Cliff from being an old man.
No, he's right.
That's how I live.
Yeah.
I get to go to the movie at 7:30. I'm home by 10 o'clock. It's great.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
He took a nap before he left.
It's probably true, yeah.
When on the cruises that we've gone on, my favorite part is taking the afternoon nap with all the old people on the upper deck.
That's so great.
I'd eat lunch. We'd go sit up on the upper deck. I'd read a comic book, fall asleep halfway through it, wake up an hour and a half later, and finish reading my comic book. What about that doesn't sound wonderful?
Quiet your shuffleboard down, Flo.
Flo.
No, but really, what about that doesn't sound great? Eating lunch, reading comic books, napping?
Listen, I'm 100% in. That's all I'm saying.
This is way better than our workout idea.
Well, maybe.
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 We're never going to get 24 emails. By the way, our email is...
I mean, I'll take tweets. I mean, just 24 requests specifically for, you know what I mean, this 80s...
I'm looking at you, Superfan Doug. Dave?
Doug.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Jeez. Holy cow, we're not getting the message from him.
Jesus Christ. I was hoping.
I second-guessed myself. I am so sorry.
24 times was the only thing that was going to happen. 24 different emails.
Maybe you just got confused because you were thinking about Super Dave. Super fan, Super Dave? Super Dave?
Maybe Super Dave.
That's, yeah, it just fell flat, right? Like, I always think of Super Dave.
Do you?
I'm just trying to help Cliff out. He's an old man. He's got Alzheimer's.
I am an old man.
You are an old man. That's true. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
I'm 106-year-old in a much younger body. My brain's not what it used to be.
I like how you gave the microphone the crazy eyes.
I think he needs to do that to make the voice.
It's a part of the voice.
It's like how Seth Green won't do Chris's voice in public because he has to make a crazy face to do it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, I have another news story.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Who?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
In an effort to help Puerto Rico.
Yay.
We'll be assembling her Avengers co-stars for a reading of Our Town, the Thornton Wilder play. All proceeds are going to go to Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. It is November 6th at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Cary Leon will direct the reading, which will also feature Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, and Chris Evans.
I really think if she wanted to help, she would just start. You get to like log in and pay to get to this website, and then she would just read Our Town topless. They could just build a whole new island and put Puerto Rico on it.
Whoa. That sounds like a plot from, like, Avengers 2.
It's a floating island that kills everyone. See, it all ties together.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's good. That's very good. Good work. This is a cool thing, I guess. I guess. Our Town? I don't know.
I don't know what Our Town is, but I appreciate the effort in trying to help Puerto Rico.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fear of getting too political, that's where I'm going to end my statement.
What? Yes. Come on, get political. No one saw that coming.
I think you're just saying you want you're pro getting people, human beings help, put you on a side now. Like, that's where we're at in life, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
You made a stance.
I don't know why. Yeah. It has to
Olivia
be that way.
Stayed quiet because she's secretly a Nazi.
As soon as Cliff mentions it, her hands balled up in the fists.
We have tiki torches in our backyard. We're Nazis.
I use them to keep the insects away. I'm a horrible person.
But why did you line them up in the shape of a swastika?
Well, that's more effective at repelling the insects.
Right.
They're offended. The middle. They're like, well, I never. And they just fly off.
Right.
It's so sad that these are jokes that we can make.
It's frightening.
Or, I don't know, she could, like, Sean Penn it and just, like, go over there herself.
I don't know. I'm going to shamelessly plug something now.
What the hell?
You watched it, and Olivia watched it, or you listened. Max, have you listened to or watched the new Marc Maron special on Netflix?
I have not.
You should, because it starts off on this tone. Like, in today's society, somebody could tell you that hunting is now allowed in zoos, and you wouldn't be surprised.
No.
You'd just be like, yep,
right.
Mm-hmm, no, that sounds about right.
That's a thing now?
Yeah, that's a thing now. It's weird for the children, but
yeah,
that's it.
Right.
Hunting's allowed in zoos.
I'd buy that 100%.
And it's sad that we've gotten to that point where somebody could say something that ridiculous, and you wouldn't just instantly refute it.
Yep.
You'd have to double check to make sure it wasn't made up.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Neither is he. By proxy.
Ooh, proxy.
I'm done shamelessly plugging things.
God.
Other people who are associated with way more successful podcasts.
What the hell? Everybody's turning on
me. He did like my tweet, though, so.
You did bring up Diamond Dallas Page. He wants you to like him.
Did I?
It was part of the...
I thought you
no,
brought
I,
up, but I answered
I brought up Diamond Dallas Page, that I saw him. But then you went to the yoga. I'm looking at Max.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's great.
Good work clarifying.
Yes.
I like that.
I like it.
And I just got some quick little blurbs here.
Are they new or old?
They're soons to be. I don't know. Futures, yeah.
Whoa.
There will be a new Demon miniseries, a 6-issue miniseries from DC that will... I don't think it's Vertigo, but it's going to be Vertigo-esque is what I saw, so I don't know.
Gone the form of man.
Where he battles literally hell on earth is by Andrew... God, I can't read my handwriting.
Oh, that's Constant. He's my favorite.
Andrew Constant and Brad Walker. There you go. Nice. And another little blurb. Absolute Wildcats. Remember Wildcats?
Oh, my goodness.
Remember Wildcats? Did you remember the cartoon?
Sure.
Do you remember the theme song?
Yes.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It is intense.
Sing it to me.
No, we'll get in trouble. But...
We will get in trouble.
We will watch it the minute this is done.
We'll get an angry letter from Rob Liefeld. Like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
It's Jim Lee, though.
Oh, is it Jim Lee? All right.
I'm sure Liefeld will get upset, though.
Yeah. Well, that's, what was he? Young Blood?
He was Young Blood, okay. Yeah.
For are we allowed to talk about that?
Young Blood?
Only if you stand where your legs don't make sense.
Oh, my God. So he's still not good. It's like, oh. Woof. Anyways, Absolute Wildcats hardcover has been pushed back. It was supposed to come out in December.
Son of a...
Uh-huh. Now it's coming out in February. Oh, February 14th of 2018.
Valentine's Day?
Yes. For the one you love, give him or her Absolute Wildcats.
Draw nipples on everything.
Nipples on everything.
Nipples on everything.
And everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's flowers and nipples, and that's what you got.
Flowers and nipples.
Is this a flower and nipples edition?
Yes.
It is now.
Only if you go to the comic book store and request it. I have it ready for you.
I will Sharpie it up. Yeah.
Flowers and nipples. Valentine's Day special?
We should do something for Valentine's Day. You're right.
I like the nipples and flowers edition. That's pretty great.
Well,
I feel like you will sell 100% more copies of that than you will in the normal version.
One?
That's correct.
I mean... We might order one. But it also features a brand new Jim Lee cover. So if you want to see current Jim Lee drawing old school Jim Lee, this is the book for you.
I hope it's him drawing, actually him sitting at like a drawing, like, you know, an easel.
Just... Ooh. Jim Lee-ception.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, you know, when you look in a mirror, it looks like that.
And then your computer lags and dies.
Yep.
If you do that, and you say Candyman 3 times, how many Tony Todds appear?
Just like part of one, because he's just like, this is happening too much.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, it's just, I'm tired of it. 1B stings you.
1B. And my final little thing, Thor Ragnarok is currently sitting at 98% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. That's a pretty high score, even knowing that, you know, not all those reviews are in yet.
Can I ask a question?
You sure can.
No.
How much do you guys buy into the tomato meter when you're looking at a film you want to see?
Not too far in advance, because that's usually off.
Will it dissuade you from going to see a movie if it's like, say you kind of like on the fence, you're like, I'd go see this, and then you see it's like 23%. Would you go see it, or would it dissuade you from going?
I still watched BVS, and that's like 0.3.
That's true.
I as a general rule, it's kind of like if it's over like 90%, I'm like, okay, most people are going to enjoy this. And if it's under like 15-10%, you know, something like that, I'm like, okay, this is probably bad and I'm still going to enjoy this.
Well, you have like that wide berth of make your own right mainland.
Yeah.
Well, I try to compare like the critics section and the fan section, because like on some movies, like the critic score is like 38, the fan score is 100. And you're like, you know, it depends on the movie if you're going to fall more with the critic or more with the fan.
Yeah, I agree. And if you look, there's like the average score, and like there's a bunch of other things that actually kind of matter more than that tomato score.
Because I love Pacific Rim, and yes, that has a really low tomato side,
sure,
but a really high fan side.
Yep.
But like I went in with the opinion of, I know what this movie's going to be, and it was everything I wanted it to be. So I agree. Did you watch the trailer for Pacific Rim 2?
I did.
Are you excited for it?
No.
No? Really?
Nope. I think it's going to lose me on that
one. I think it's going to be bad and not like the way the first one's bad.
Right.
But there's more robots. It looks like punching more monsters. So I'm going to see if that pushes me over the hump on it being still good.
Yep. Yeah, I always describe that movie as not so much a movie I wanted to see, but a spectacle I had to, like, you know what I mean? I had to just endure. Like, I have to go do this. Like, 4-year-old me needs this to happen.
Right. Yeah, it's not a good movie by any stretch.
There's scarcely a movie in that.
But it is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a spectacle. It absolutely is. It's like going to see Monster Trucks. It's like, I don't want to see this. But I do kind of want to see some things get crushed.
Right.
Basically, I'm not going to Monster Trucks for the storyline.
We should go get it. Can we get our own monster truck?
Probably not, but we may be able to borrow one.
We could build one.
Can we build one?
Can we, like, rent one?
Mm.
Oh, that's been something I've always wanted to do. Go to, it's called Diggerland XL.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get to drive full-size machinery and crush things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a very popular attraction.
Yeah, like, that. I've often wanted to stop at a construction site and be like, look, I'll work here for a week. You don't have to pay me. I just want to drive the big machinery.
Sign the waiting list, pal.
Right.
You're now our foreman. Right.
No, I don't want to be a foreman.
You see all these people? They signed up 2 years ago.
It's harder than, like, season tickets.
All you'd really need to get is, like, an 80s Ford pickup.
Yep.
And find really massive tires from a junkyard, and there's your monster truck.
So we're looking at maybe $500?
No, those trucks go for a little bit because, like, they're really reliable. So you're probably, like, $4,000 or $5,000.
What's a less reliable truck?
Anything else?
All right, then. $500. Here we go.
What'll this get me?
Wait, the issue is with the $500 is it's probably worth more than that in scrap just because of the weight of it.
Sure.
So you're paying less than what the vehicle's worth as a hunk of steel.
Good for me.
We can green screen you sitting there pretending you're driving, and then we'll green screen a toy monster truck, and then we'll merge them together, and it'll look like you're driving the monster truck.
Could we make it look like, I have a large remote control truck.
Even better.
It's got big wheels, so it looks like it would be huge if we put little tiny things around it.
Right, we just put some small cars and some dirt, and then we green screen in the back, and we'll just put like a stadium in there.
It's loud, too. It awesome. Sounds like a monster truck.
Excellent.
It's not at all what I wanted, but can we do it anyway?
I have a remote-controlled T-Rex. Maybe we can get that involved.
Yes!
How big is the T-Rex?
It's about yay big.
Because the monster truck, the truck I have is like 2 foot long and about a foot tall.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like there's a reasonable scale there. You'll either think the truck is just gigantic, you know what I mean?
Right, or reasonably smaller than a giant T-Rex.
Right, exactly.
That's fine also.
Yeah, he was an undersized T-Rex, that's all. He was picked on.
So, Max, what's it going to cost me to get this made as a short film?
What, you driving around in a monster truck?
Yes. With a robot Tyrannosaurus.
You begging Cliff to borrow his monster truck?
Will you direct it for me?
Sure.
I'm hiring you.
Good. All right. The price has not gone up.
Woohoo!
I work pretty cheap.
Nice.
You got to take everybody to Diggerland.
Ooh.
Oh, that's actually expensive.
Shh. You're going to go. You're getting these borrowing your truck.
If we plug them, maybe they'll let us in at a discount.
Yeah. Welcome. Well, I'm going to plug something. Our brand new sponsor, Diggerland.
Diggerland XL.
Go to the door and say, Capes and Scows, all caps, all one word, and they'll let you in. 50% off discount.
They'll look at you very strangely and then ask their manager.
Yeah, try to figure out how you can do that. All caps, all one word. In speech.
Just go there and be very assertive. I'm here to crush the thing. Yeah, no, they called me. I'm here to crush the thing. Just do that.
Two tickets. Capes and Scowls!
Capes and Scowls sent me here.
Does he have Tourette's or
yeah. What's he doing? Just let him crush something. It's probably easier than trying to throw him out.
Ooh, or what about that that crushy business? Wait, okay, you have like the little business cards at the comic book store about like that place that like you can crush stuff.
Hostile
it's
healing.
It's called Hostile Healing.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
basically,
not a monster truck though.
It's a place where they like hook you up with like baseball bats and hammers and whatnot, and they, you know, set you up with like protective gear, and you can like hit TVs, glass, whatever you want.
It's like when you throw wine bottles at the Renaissance Fair.
Sure.
Did you ever do that?
No. I've never been to the Ren Fair.
What?
No.
Yeah, never.
Wow.
I'm not opposed to going.
No, I think you'd love it.
I've just never had the opportunity.
Oh man, yeah, it's great.
Fortunately for you, Max's middle name is Opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. There's nothing wrong with it.
When's the next Ren Faire? Let's go.
We probably jam one or two, probably like the next 2 weekends.
All right.
Ends for the season.
All right, let's do it.
I'm busy next week, this weekend coming up, but next weekend, wide open.
All right, then.
Take the Cape and Scales road trip.
In our monster truck.
In the monster truck.
On the back of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's right.
Well, that's almost it, but I have a book to review.
What?
What? Ooh. Classic format. And it's Dead of Winter.
What?
Number 3.
Because it's sweet.
Ooh. By Kyle Starks.
We know that guy.
Can I talk about how awesome it is that there's a dog with a katana in its mouth?
You can. It's relevant.
Yeah. More dogs need more katanas.
Well, if you go back to the Kyle Starks episode, you'll hear how excited he is about that dog being in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was so thrilled. And he's so great. And we're going to have him on again because Survivor Series is the next WWE pay-per-view.
Ooh.
So that's a big one. So we will get you some Starks action in there. But yeah, Dead of Winter number 3. It picks up after last issue, like most issues do. And it's really great. No. The last issue ended with the crazy police officer chasing them and... they reluctantly decide they're going to listen to Drunk Mall Santa, and they're going to hide out where? But at the mall. And they all complain that that's the worst idea ever. Have you never seen a zombie movie? And
like Dawn of the Dead.
That's my favorite one. That is my favorite one, though.
That's a good choice.
But, yeah, and they end up in the mall, and things go bad. The dog does end up with the katana in its mouth, and it is quite joyful. Starks is funny as always. I love the little things he throws in there. The little if you talk to the man, you'll just see all these little jokes and quips that he hides in there for you to find. It's great. Why aren't you reading it? You're a jerk. That's my review.
It's actually been I think it's been a year since we played Dead of Winter with Kyle Starks.
It's been over a year, I think.
Just over a year.
Yeah.
It was October of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our house was still a mess. But now it's livable. Yay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We got to bring him back then.
We got to bring him back.
Excellent.
He said he'd come back.
Yeah. He can actually stay in a room if he wanted.
Whoa.
If we get 25 emails, not only will you get the 80s power duo of DDP Yoga of Tim and Max in 80s getup, Richard Simmons style, 25 emails, I'll ask Kyle Starks to come back.
26 emails, we'll ask him to do one of the DDP yoga videos with us.
He might.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
I think he would find it endearing.
He probably won't wear the getup, and I wouldn't blame him.
No, he doesn't have to.
Okay, then. Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to wear the getup.
Unless we get 40 emails.
Oh, 40 emails, we will force Starks into these getups.
That's right. We'll do a video of us gagging him and tying him up. He'll definitely come back when he hears this.
He's booking his plane right now.
He's questioning why he ever agreed to talk to us in the first place.
This happens every time he forges a relationship.
Yeah.
It always comes down to gagging and trying to get me into 80s workout gear.
That's weird. What can we do for 50 emails?
I don't know. You tell us and we'll do it.
We'll do... Well, maybe not Olivia, but the rest of us will do a topless rendition of Our Town.
Our Town.
We're going to read it. Our Town.
That's right.
Our Town.
We got to get money for Puerto Rico, too.
Yeah, right. No, we'll do, for 100 emails, I will give money to Puerto Rico. I mean, I basically do that already when I give my wife some dollars, but...
Oh, God.
But did that sound worse than I intended?
No, I think it's about right.
Intention was quite clear, though.
Whoa.
So that's dangerous. She doesn't listen to the podcast.
She never listens.
This will be the one she listens to.
Yeah, no, that's...
Then all those knife jokes will come back to haunt you.
In the form of knives.
Right.
Well, that's all I got. You guys got anything you want to... talk about before we wrap her up all proper?
No, I haven't read anything recently because I'm a bad comic book reader. Or a typical comic book reader.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I'm at the I have a large pile of things to read, and I have not... Oh, New York Comic Con related, I got to meet Matt Hawkins.
Ooh. Yes.
He has never seen so many issue number ones of Think Tank in one place since he opened the box originally to send them out. He signed all 7 copies that I had and actually spent like probably 20 minutes just chatting with me at the table. And he's a super cool guy and very knowledgeable at everything that he writes.
Oh. You know, he's borderline genius, right?
Yeah, he's has a physics degree. Okay. So whenever he's writing anything that's very like sciencey and like technical, he contacts his engineering friends to make sure what he's writing about is feasible or truly exists now so he can have it done correctly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I really appreciate like putting that much effort into making things make sense.
It's like Ryan Johnson did that for Looper. He contacted, he's like, would this work? Here's my idea for time travel. And his friends who are engineers were like, no, absolutely not. And he's like, all right, I'm doing it anyway.
So, yeah.
Looper was fun.
Oh, I love that movie. I like Ryan Johnson, though. New Star Wars.
Okay.
New Star Wars coming out. Maybe it'll be good. It'll be better than the one after this one where they can't find a director because Trev Morrow left that one.
Well, since the last one was sort of kind of A New Hope, this is going to be the good one because it'll kind of sort of be Empire.
I hope. That's Ryan Johnson.
How do you feel about the theory that Luke's the bad guy since he's the front and top center piece of the movie poster?
Well, I'm fine with that, and I can see why people are saying it. My only hope is that, like, the only, because I'm not a huge Star Wars
Your
fan.
Your new hope?
My new hope is that Snoke is, in fact, extremely tiny, like Yoda-sized, and he just really, like, has a complex about it, so he, like, forces his holograms to take up whole rooms.
So he's, like, the size of, like, a groundhog?
Yeah, like, I just want to be, like, obnoxiously tiny. It's just like, I need this giant hologram to compensate. Like, that's all I want. I don't care who he is. Like, all the people's, like, theories about who he is and whatnot. I don't care who he is.
So he's like Mace Windu?
Yeah, there's a bunch of goofy theories. I just want him to be real small.
Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. I mean, I love imposing villains that are tiny.
Who's your favorite?
Tiny imposing villain?
Yes.
Good question.
The alien that pops out of the guy's chest.
Oh, chest burster?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd probably go with Spike from Gremlins.
Nice, yeah. Spike's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Good tiny villain. The pygmy doll from Trilogy of Terror.
Pygmy.
The Zuni fetish doll.
I would just go with any dolls in general.
Any dolls?
Any dolls in general.
Are you afraid of dolls?
My aunt has a room devoted to dolls. There's hundreds of them. And many of them are the ones when you lay them down, their eyes close.
Oh, jeez.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, we're going to be doing unboxings on our YouTube channel, and I should ask, is anybody afraid of dolls?
We'll find out.
All right, something to look forward to. And if they are, if we get 150 emails, every box will contain dolls.
That's right. For 200 emails, one box will contain Puerto Rico, too.
It's going to be great. We're going to get all these emails and be like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say in this email. I was just told to email
it's
you.
It's just a blank email.
It's like, hey, I'm emailing
subject
you.
Subject line should just come in, hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
That'll be our video series. Hot That'll yoga. Be the title. Hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
But not because it's like temperature hot. Because we're
no.
Hot.
Right.
It's so hot. It's like ironic.
Have shirts. Yeah.
Ironic hot's the best kind of hot.
Right, exactly.
I can do that. Hot yoga. Thanks, everybody. CapesandScowlsPodcast@gmail.com. 100 get you Puerto Rico or something.
200 emails.
Hot yoga.
Puerto Rico.
Hot yoga.